Biden okays humanitarian migrants from wealthy nations, luxury vacation hotspots. By Warner Todd Houston on June 20, 2024. President Joe Biden has been quietly allowing hundreds of thousands of parole migrants to fly directly to the U.S. from safe and prosperous countries and vacation spots for humanitarian reasons. Biden claims that the flight program saves migrants from the dangerous treks through Central America and Mexico as they try to illegally enter the U.S., hence the humanitarian claims of the program. Under his program, the migrants can fly from prosperous countries and luxury vacation islands into American communities to take jobs from U.S. citizens. I would say this data is evidence that the parole program is not being used to help aliens flee to safety but, rather, as a secondary immigration system that has not been authorized by Congress, said Elizabeth Jacobs, at the Center for Immigration Studies. The Biden administration is likely paroling in aliens who are already firmly resettled in safe and orderly countries but are nevertheless benefiting under the guise of urgent humanitarian or significant public benefit reasons, Jacobs said. The program, called CHNV, which stands for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, has allowed more than 460,000 economic migrants to live and work in the United States. Some migrants do fly in directly from their poor or despotic countries, but many of them fly in from safe and secure countries. The list of nations Biden has designated as processing locations include countries such as Australia, Canada, Israel, Brazil, Finland, Greece, France, the UK, Germany, Iceland, Italy, in fact, most of Europe, Taiwan, Japan, UAE, and others. The list also includes vacation paradise spots such as the Bahamas, Fiji, the Cayman Islands, and the British Virgin Islands. If they are coming from any place other than Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, they're simply trading up from the third country that they're coming from, said Andrew Arthur, also at the Center for Immigration Studies. This literally has nothing to do with asylum claims or anything else. Certainly, there are some countries on the list that have spotty human rights records, including the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Haiti, Turkey, and a few others. The migrants living in safe and prosperous nations are traveling to the U.S. under Biden's Advanced Travel Authorization, ATA, program, which allows migrants of Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, and Venezuelan heritage automatic legal status in the U.S. as they file for official asylum and as their cases go through the immigration courts, which can often take years. But the parole program is being used to import many cheap, diligent workers for wages that would otherwise go to many young Americans. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.